Welcome, everyone, to the very first episode of the Cosplayer and Photographer Podcast. Today, I'm joined by a good friend of mine and fellow photographer, Darius. We'll talk about that in a minute. Today, we're talking about how we got started in cosplay photography, what we love about it, what frustrates us, then our honest thoughts about the community, and probably some other stuff. But first, I want to introduce Darius / Moonrit Rivers Photography. Welcome, Darius. First of all, how are you? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
What is up, man? I am doing well. A little bit about myself. I am a big geek / nerd, which is kind of what really made me stumble into cosplay photography. But other than that, yeah, that's kind of my whole big introduction to myself. I'm just a geek about photography. Let's be honest. Anything photography related, I'm just going to be probably right there in the conversation at all times. But yeah, it's been a journey so far, so I love it.
I love the word journey because, oh boy, has it been a journey for my end too. But yeah, it mentioned you being a geek or whatever. I think that's kind of a requirement if you want to get into cosplay photography, because one of the things that I love about cosplay photography that got me into it, and I'm a big geek too, clearly, and one of the things that I love about cosplay photography was like seeing the characters in real life, so to speak. So like, we'll get into how we both got started, but that was like one of the things that I really just drew me to cosplay photography was the cosplay itself. I've been a big fan of cosplay for like a really long time before even it kind of hit its peak right now. I feel like we're in a peak of cosplay, you know, like we're at that high level where it's super accessible for a lot of people, and it's just an incredible time to be a cosplayer. It's back in the day, you know. I wanted to look up a Joker cosplay, right? Because I do some cosplay on the side. You know that you've taken pictures of me, and I just looked up Joker Dark Knight cosplay, and immediately Amazon had it, other sites had it, and I'm like, what a time to be alive as a cosplayer right now.
Oh, absolutely.
But
cosplayers, you got it good right now, man.
For sure. And man, there's so many things. I didn't want to bounce around too much. We'll stick to the agenda, but I have so many thoughts about that part too anyways. But I want to talk a little bit about you, because you're my guest on today's podcast. I want to talk about you. I want to talk a little bit about your interest in geekdom, nerdiness, and how you essentially transitioned to photography, how that transitioned to photography, and how that transitioned into cosplay photography.
Okay. So the best way I can say it, I think I said it to someone yesterday, I was just like, honestly, I'm a slut for almost everything. So movies, video games, comic books, anime, you name it. And there's still a level to all of them, right? Like, I love anime, but I will say that I'm not heavy into anime as of right now. Comic books, I've always loved comic books all my life. I love DC and Marvel. I lean a little bit more towards DC when it comes to the books and everything. And then video games, again, it feels like I was born with a video game controller in my hand. So I love so much, which is what kind of helped me translate that into photography. But funny enough, like my want to get into cosplay photography really came down to, I started photography kind of like during COVID. I was going out with my friend, we were doing, landscape photography and everything. And then I just sat there one day and I was like, man, I love working with people. Like I want people to feel good and have a good time. And I don't know, like I've always loved seeing photos of just people just like capturing that, like their happiness or how they feel in that moment. And I started reaching out to some friends, and I want to say one of the first cosplayers I worked with, was Grace, and,
Sulky Siren. Yeah. I want to make sure we reference people that we worked with IG so that in case they can find them or whatever. But anyways, yeah. Sulky Siren. I haven't actually worked with Grace. I know what you're talking about, but she's super kind, super awesome cosplayers. But anyways, continue.
Yes. And she was one of the first folks that I remember just being like, she was like, yeah, I got, I think we did her punk Mary Jane, and she was down to come out and take some photos. And I was just super thankful for her. And I did photo shoots, I think, prior to that. But she was like my first cosplay photo shoot. And it was really fun. So from there, I think that also translated into me working with Sarah, a.k.a. Little Moon. And we did like this really cool Raven photo shoot. And that's just really how it took off. So going back to something that you kind of said, like I just genuinely love so many different things. I love seeing the characters get brought to life. I love seeing mm-hmm. people put that love into it, even in their own way. Like, it's really awesome when you do get to see a very accurate version of the character, but it's really fun when someone's like, hey, I love this character and this is how I want to portray the character. Because the one thing I do try to tell a lot of people I work with is, what I like to capture when I'm doing photo shoots is, yes, let's make sure we can bring the character to life, but let's also show a part of you in the character. And that kind of helps blend that together, where it's just like, this is why, like, even if it's just like, hey, I love how badass this character is. Awesome. We're going to do some badass poses and we are going to make sure, like, it's like, yeah, this is how the character will be portrayed, but this is how I also like to be portrayed within that character. So that's really where my journey has kind of taken me with that.
Yeah. And I think that's why we hit it off so early on, because we have a lot of similarities. We're sort of close in age. I'm probably like 10 years older than you, I think. I just turned 43. I think you're, what, 33? Yeah. Yeah, so I'm a little bit older than you, but we've had a very similar journey. Like, I grew up, my dad was a big movie guy. Like, he had laser discs. I don't know if, you know, the youngins that may have listened to this know what a laser disc even is. They had home audio. Like, he was really big into that. And that's kind of like, and I was really big into video games, right? Nintendo, Super Nintendo. Right? And that was like my outlet to nerdiness. I always tell the story about comics. So there was a comic book store nearby. And I love reading comics, but every time I would go there and I buy a comic, I'd like read the issue and then they would never get the next issue in. And so I would never know what would happen. It was so frustrating. You know, I never got that closure. So that's why I really didn't get into comics when I was a kid. But now I do actually read more comics and I've, you know, have a chance to explore those. But it was mainly movies and video games for me growing up. And it's funny you mentioned, you know, during COVID, that's actually about where I started to explore. So probably like 5 years ago, right? Many eons ago. No, it actually wasn't that long ago. It was the first GalaxyCon Raleigh event after COVID. And I remember going there and I went there by myself with this Lumix camera you see right here that I'm using. This is a Lumix Micro Four Thirds camera that I originally bought for streaming, Twitch streaming, and I just went to that con and I saw so many amazing cosplays and I had so much fun, and that was the moment that I was like, you know what, I want to do this, I want to explore this, and I want to take pictures of cosplayers specifically. And I actually went out and got my bachelor's degree in photography. And my favorite story, like my first cosplay shoot, I think we've talked about this. So, and I've talked about this before, but my first cosplay shoot was with Riley Rue, Riley.Rue. She's part of the community. Everyone probably knows that. We all love her. She's amazing and great. But anyways, we were in a group chat. I don't even remember. This is 4 years ago, 5 years ago. We were in a group chat and I just was like, hey, you know, I don't know you. You don't know me. Do you want to, you know, take some pictures? And she was like, yes, let's do it. I was shocked. I swore she was going to tell me no. Because she actually had probably like 5,000 or 6,000 followers at the time. You know, I was a nobody. And it's so sus, man. We meet up at this parking garage. I suggested she brought someone with her if it made her feel more comfortable. Because, you know, I want to make sure the people that I'm working with are super comfortable, you know, when I'm taking their photo, obviously. But she just showed up and it was just her. But we had a blast. We took some amazing photos and, you know, I learned a lot. And it was just an overall great experience. But it's like, sometimes I think about the sus situations that photographers and cosplayers put them in is kind of funny. But and ever since then, you know, like I just started taking pictures. And that's, I guess, sort of like how I got, you know, into it myself. I just love it. It's just an amazing community, and you know, the cosplays, I just love the cosplays so much as well. One of the funny things, do you remember the first time you discovered my work. I remember when I first discovered your work. I remember the first thing, and we're going to talk about this, but I'm just curious to know if you actually remember.
Yes, I do.
I've never asked you this question before, but I want to hear it.
It was, I can't remember exactly who, but I remember, I do remember at least like looking at your work, and I was just like, man, like, this guy's really freaking good. You can't help but when you're a photographer, like you can look at someone's work and be like, pish posh, their work isn't like, you could tell they're still growing or trying to find their groove. And I'm always a photographer that's like always trying to learn. I feel like I'm always trying to learn, and people are like, man, you're doing amazing. And I'm like, no, I'm not. But I remember looking at your work and I was just like, yeah, like, he's really good. It's just so funny because of what, like, and you're going to tell your side of the story, but it's so funny how like you were talking about me and I'm just like, I am just trying my best out here, man. Because again, even at that time, I just felt like I was trying to find my rhythm and my groove. Because people, like, when you listen to so much stuff and they're talking about like your style and everything, and I couldn't really ever figure out what my style was. I just did the photo shoot. I would come home and edit it the way that I think it should look. And that's what I would do. I didn't really have a style. I felt like every photo shoot I was editing felt different. And then there is like your work where I felt like it was very consistent. You could tell your style. And I'm just like, man, like that's something that I want to be able to do and reach. So that's something that I always like appreciated, even from like day one looking at your work. It's like the consistency behind it. And I was just like, man,
say that, because we were in the same exact spot. I remember when we first met. So I just discovered it was a picture of Rain, another cosplayer that we've worked with. It was a picture of Rain. I don't remember what character she was, but it was a black getup, and I think she was sitting down, and you had this crazy bokeh. And like, so I at the time was a Micro Four Thirds shooter, and I think it's harder to get that bokeh effect on Micro Four Thirds, right? And so that bokeh, for those of you who don't know, essentially is the blurry background. That's just how I describe it. Unless you disagree, that's how I just describe it. Blurry background, right? But MFT doesn't really give you that quite as nicely as a full frame camera does. But that was the first thing I noticed, and I was looking at your work, and when you, I'm still like this a little bit, but when you're first starting out, yeah, it's like, holy fuck, man, this dude's work is so good. Like, I just might as well pack it up. I get so jealous. I'm like, oh my God, like, what is he doing? Like, how is he getting that? Like, I had no idea at the time, because I was still going through my bachelor's degree program, so I was still learning. And then so Riley knew you and she knew me. We were at NC Comic Con in Durham. And she's like, oh, Moonlit Rivers, Darius, he's going to be here. I was like, oh shit, Darius going to be here? And the first thing we said hi. The first thing I said to you was like, man, your work makes me so jealous. It makes me hate myself. And that's how I know your work is good. It makes me so, so jealous. And then from then on, you and I, like, you're super goofy and you have a great sense of humor. And we just kind of hit it off since then. It's been really cool that we've been able to like watch each other grow. It's been really, really cool to watch not just you, but other people we've met along the way. But that's one of the things why I keep coming back to doing cosplay photography is the people that I've met, you know, meeting you and just collaborating together and doing things like this has been really cool. But yeah, I remember you seeing your work, and it's so funny because I was thinking the same thing, like, man, this guy's got it together, you know, he knows what he's doing, like, man, like, this guy is, you know, this guy is legit. And then you pull down the veil and it's like, no man, we're all just faking it till we make it sometimes.
Absolutely.
And that's actually, so I want to talk, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit, but so imposter syndrome, I think that's something that everyone faces, and really in the creative space. How did you feel, or how did you deal with imposter syndrome early on, and how do you feel about imposter syndrome like now?
Early on, really the support of friends, not even going to lie, because you look at your work, you see what you've done, and you're just always just like, no, this isn't this isn't good enough. There's been so many, like, I'm sure we all have it as artists, photographers, whatever. We have a folder where we've edited a picture like 5 times. And we finally just kind of landed on the one where we're just like, well, this is the best that I got, you know? And I've had friends that like are also in the creative space. So I would send them the picture. I'd be like, hey, can you choose? And funny enough, this is something that I do to this day, but it's no longer like I have like 6 edits to choose from. It's like I have 2. I'm just like, which one just seems a bit more accurate for the character? But beforehand, yeah, like I just, anytime someone would compliment my work or anything, it just didn't feel real. It didn't feel going. So I did have those close friends that I was just like, okay, it's still hard for me to believe, but I'm going to keep pushing forward because you're more so like telling me from the outside perspective, hey, you're doing great. You're learning. I see you growing with every photo shoot you send. So I started to believe in my friends. And now I overcome it just with pure, just, I guess I'll say like willpower. Just because I don't want to sit there and bring myself, I don't want to take steps backwards and feel like that I haven't grown, that I haven't, I can't, like, I, it's like, I'm looking at my work and I have to admit to myself, like, yes, you can see the difference in your work. And there are still photographers out there that are doing such amazing work. And there is still that moment where, like we were just talking about, where I look at their work and I'm like, man, God, I'm not even nowhere near that. But
yeah.
Then I really sit down and think, and it's just like, I wouldn't be working with a lot of the people or like as many people I am today if it wasn't for the work that I have created. So I really like, it's just like, it's still there. It still lingers, but I'm just overcoming it to be like, cool, because I have to have that confidence to tell myself like, hey, you are great. Like, you are great at what you're doing. Because of course, like, we have to talk to people, we have to approach people. And if we're approaching people with, the lack of confidence, they're not going to believe in the project that we have or the ability to take pictures. Even if we have amazing work, they'll be like, I don't know, this guy doesn't seem like he's like, he really thinks like he can do it. But now it's just like, yeah, let me overcome that. It's going to take me a week before I message someone to be like, hey, can I work with you? Cause I'm building myself up. But when I get to that point, I'm just like, cool, I know what I'm doing. I can do this. We can go to this location. I promise you, your pictures are going to come out amazing. And then I'll still deal with imposter syndrome when I'm at it. So,
yeah, as you said earlier, it's a journey, right? So one of the things that I wish I had learned or could tell myself is stop comparing yourself, especially when you're starting out. One of my favorite sayings is comparison is the thief of joy. And I feel like that can be applied to almost anything. And really, it applies to spaces. And I just remember comparing myself to you, seeing your work. John V is another good buddy of ours who's a local photographer who does amazing work. And that you two were the first two that I actually like discovered. And, you know, I felt a certain type of way about it. I was like, man, he's so good. And it was really hard for me to overcome that feeling, especially when I'm working with somebody I know that like worked with you or some like worked with John when I started out. Like, they've worked with really good photographers, and I'm like, man, like, is this gonna be good? Like, is this gonna be they gonna like it? And flash forward to now, I'm like, I show up to a shoot, I'm like, I got this. I'm like, I know what I'm doing. Like, I know I'm not worried about my settings. I know how to change things on the fly now, and it's just, there's so much more confidence for me. And even when I post stuff, I just like, there's a fine line between being cocky and confident. So I'm not cocky, but I'm definitely confident now, in my work. And you talked about developing style. Like, you've seen my work. I really feel like over the past probably 18 months, I've really honed in my style. It's funny you said that back when you first saw my work, that I had a style. Which is kind of true. One of the main things that a lot of people don't know about me is I'm partially colorblind. So when I edit my photos, they're super vibrant. Like, sometimes too vibrant, I think, for some people, but I make them really, really vibrant. I love the colors. And that's when I, you know, for those of you who don't know, I use a lot of color gel lighting for backgrounds, and it really makes things pop. And it's like one of my favorite things to do. And yeah, first starting out, comparing myself to everybody else was a super mind fuck. It was just like, I felt I just felt lesser than and was really kind of depressing and frustrating. But if I could tell, I always tell everyone, stop comparing yourself. I think it was Happy. Happy's always like, oh, you're going to mog me with your photography and stuff. Like, he just cracks me up. And I take that as a compliment. But I tell everybody, we're all at a different journey in our photography. And to stop comparing yourself to others. Just focus on what you want to learn. Focus on what you want to do. And then, or styles. Try to mimic those styles. And another thing, like one of the best ways to describe my work is kind of funny, is because I discovered you and John first. And I feel like, for the most part, my work is a combination of both your styles, if that makes sense. Like, you know, so like yours, your style, John doesn't do the bokeh style shots, so I have to wait with his settings and things like that, but you do. And so, but yours are more vibrant. I don't know. When I look at my work, I see like some inspiration there from you early on, and it's kind of cool. So, yeah, imposter syndrome sucks. If you're a photographer starting out, or even just now, like you've been doing it for a while, stop comparing yourself to other people. That's my biggest recommendation for other people.
And I will say that, like you said, it's pretty much the large creative space. But I would also say that too, since we're talking about cosplayers, I feel like talking to a few cosplayers, they also deal with that where they find themselves trying to compare themselves to some of the others, or they're just like, man, I really got to get my cosplays to this level for someone to work with me or do a photo shoot. And I'm just like, no, you really don't. You reach out to if you like their work, reach out to the photographer, talk to them. And I can't speak for all photographers, but I would say for our group of photographers that we're really open to working with almost everyone. And the almost really just comes from more so from the realm of drama. I feel like if we're just like, hey, we feel like there's, you know, drama or something going on, that as a business, as something we just don't want to be a part of, I think we can all collectively agree that just might not be something we try and really bring to the table. But anyone that we see, we've seen so many different cosplayers, and it's great when we get to work with people who are just starting out, who again have to make their own alterations to the costumes to make it their own thing, to the cosplayers that people are just like, they're really big name. Like we've worked with so many levels of cosplayers, and for us, it's the most consistent thing is just enjoying every single session that we get to do, no matter the level. Like no matter the level of, like, if you're like, oh, I'm just beginning to, I've been doing it for a couple of years to, this is like my full-time career as a cosplayer. It's been an amazing journey to just work with different tiers of cosplayers and people, and just getting to create with them and helping them feel confident in what they're doing, and everything. So it's like they also deal with it, but I'm just like, from the perspective of photographers, we love it. Like, please come talk to us more. Come sit with us more and chat with us and let us create with you, because the more you see, the more you want to do. And it also gives us that inspiration to do more, do better, whatever.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned that, working like different levels of cosplayers and working with small time, part time, you know, just cosplayers, you know, that aren't big. They don't have 10,000, 30,000, 100,000 followers, right? So I was at Fan Expo Chicago last month. And I, you know, I'm just going around to network and take pictures of people. And so I got set up, and there was this kick-ass cyberpunk couple, right? And I went up to them, and I was like, hey, like, I do photography. And one of the things I did learn going to cons is I immediately tell them I'm not charging, because sometimes I get the stink eye, or I get that sus look, you know, the meme look of the little African kids like looking at me. What do you mean? You want to take my picture, right? That's what I feel like. So now I'm always like, no, I had a press badge for Fan Expo Chicago. And so I was like, I'm doing photos for the con as press. I was like, I'm not charging you. And they were like, oh yeah, cool. And so we walk over, you know, right by where my bag is at, because my wife was watching my stuff. I start pulling all my equipment out of my bag, and the woman was like, oh, her face lit up. She was like, we're going to take real photos. And she was so hyped. And it was like, she was amazed. She had never taken photos. I was just like, oh man, I love this energy. And so those little moments are so nice. I'll never forget her face, because her eyes were wide. She did the surprise face because she saw my equipment. You know, I was bringing out my strobe and things like that. And it was a really cool moment. I love, those are the things you don't get with people that are experienced or have, you know, have done tons of photography. It's like a funny moment. Yeah. So, yeah, imposter syndrome sucks, but it's funny now. I don't really think I have it. I do get jealous. You still get jealous of other people's work? That's still get jealous of other people's work. And jealous when you get to work with, we joke around. So Brittany, who is, she's actually the cosplayer on the cover of the podcast cover. We always joke around because you have established a relationship with Brittany, been working with her, and she has been gracious enough to let me work with her. But we always joke and we fight, and it's kind of like an inside joke. But I get jealous, but it doesn't come from a place of hate, right? I just get jealous. I'm like, fucking, you know, like, Darius got to work with Brittany again, or these pictures are so great. It's like, I get jealous, but I'm in my head, I'm logically, it's a good thing. It means you're doing good work. And it's kind of funny because, you know, working with Brittany. So I think my whole take on jealousy is that it's a tricky emotion, because I think naturally when you get jealous, I think naturally you want to become a toxic, if that makes sense, right? You're like, you immediately want to downplay the other person's work or like who they work with. At least that's how I was initially. Now I'm like, if I get jealous, that means that's telling me that there's probably something good there. And what is that? And that was, so now like in my head, I try to like, okay, why am I jealous? Why am I jealous of this picture? Oh, it's probably great work, or they got to work with somebody, you know, big time. And so over the years, I don't let my jealousy turn into toxicity. I turn into more motivation.
And that's what it feels like for me. So far, a lot of jealousy has been eliminated for me, which is really great. Because going back to what you said before, too, where you were like, it's best not to compare yourself. I've learned over the years not to compare myself. I appreciate the work. I can look at someone's work and say, oh, as a, like, from my creative eye, I think this works. Like, if, like, I see why this picture, I like this picture because the colors or the angle or the lighting. And then there's other pictures I can look at and say, okay, like, I can see what they were doing. Cool picture still in the end, but like, I don't think it works because, again, the lighting, the angle, whatever. So that's kind of how I look at people's work now, because that also, again, translates into when I'm doing photo shoots and I'm like, oh, I love playing with angles. So now I'm giving myself leniency where it's like, hey, instead of trying to fight with myself to be like, oh, I got to get the perfect angle, I just take a picture from each angle. Mm. And when I get home, I'm like, oh, awesome. The top down shot looks the best. I'm going to use this one because I think that's what I like from this shot. So I really learned to, instead of looking at people's work with jealousy, I look at people's work to be like, oh, how did they do that? How did they achieve it? A big shout out to one of the cosplay photographers that I could think of off the top of my head right now, that I don't know if you have met her or not, but her name is, her Instagram handle is like Any Photos.
Oh, yes. I've not met her, but her work is so fucking good, bro. It's so good.
Freaking beautiful. And she's one of the people now that, like, when she posts something, she has this very ethereal look. I love that look as well. I will say that's not something I'm fully going to invest myself into, but I love that look, and it works for a slew of characters that she's taken pictures of, how she handles her colors and everything and her lighting. And that's a photographer that I'm always just like, man, when I look at her work, I'm just like, okay, this is really cool. She did this. And it's just like, it's not even nitpicking. It's just like literally just breaking down the things that I can see to be like, cool, how can I translate that into what I'm doing? And same thing actually for, I have finally started getting into flash photography. I still love natural light, so it's not like I'm ever going to stop doing natural light, but I understand that flash photography gives more of that pop to pictures. So I've been getting into that, and that was really because of you guys. Out of our whole group, everyone else was everyone was pretty much using like flash, and I would sit there and look at a picture and I would be like, man, their picture really pops, you know? Like, my pictures still look great, but I was like, that pop is what I really like from the flash. So I finally got one. Here I am, and I've been using it for pretty much all my photo shoots now. And it's been amazing. It's been a great thing. So it's one of those things like, yeah, like, jealousy does not have to exist. There's no reason to be jealous. because you can always like make something yours. And I always tell people, like, take everything with a grain of salt. If you love a photographer's work, sure, copy, like, if you want to copy that style, but make it your own. Like, mm-hmm. don't try to exactly be like, oh, I'm going to be X photographer and just do that. It's like, no, make it yours. So that way, again, dealing with imposter syndrome and stuff, because you don't want to take somebody's style. And I guess in your head, you're like, oh, I'm not doing as well as that photographer. Why? Like, what's going on? And it's just like, because you're more so just mimicking and not making your own. That's what I had to learn over time too, where it was like, I wanted to make my stuff my own. So that way when a picture is posted, and not because it's like, I don't want to be like someone else. It's just more so like, okay, that is Darius's photo. That is John's photo. That is Peter's photo. And it does make you feel a bit better. It makes you feel better that someone can look at that picture and say, hey, that's Peter's or that's Darius's picture. And you're like, you can't help but just like feel good about that. Because now you know, like, okay, now I have a way of standing out on my own, because we live in this world where so many people are photographers now, and you're just trying to find your own little bubble to be at in this world.
Yeah, you know, you talk about how everyone, right, the barrier to entry to being a photographer is probably the easiest it's ever been with digital photography and the way the cameras are set up now. You know more, I used to sell them, so you know like way more about other cameras. I've only shot on a Lumix camera. You know, you're super knowledgeable of other brands and things like that, but one of the things about developing like your own style is what I did early on is I looked at what other people were doing and I tried to mimic that, like you said, and try to get comfortable enough where I could shoot that style with natural light. I start off with natural light, one camera, one lens. It was actually my G86, which also was MFT. I eventually graduated to the flagship at the time, Panasonic Lumix G86. Fantastic camera for MFT. It does have its ups and downs. We're not going to get into that. But for photography, I think I did pretty well with it. And one of the things I always say is I feel like anyone can go to Best Buy, buy a professional camera, and go outside and take a beautiful picture, like a portrait picture in natural light. And so then once you can do that, it's kind of like, where do you go from there? That's when I realized I could take good pictures with what I had and I wanted to branch out and do better and do something on my own. And it's kind of like, I eventually, after mastering, I feel like I mastered that camera and that lens, which was a 25 millimeter lens, which is actually the way it works is essentially a 50 millimeter lens on a full frame. And I mastered it. I knew the ins and outs of it. I knew how to use it. And I was like, I need to move on to something else. I got a telephoto lens. Master that. I'm one of those people that like, I don't want to progress on buying tons of equipment. I want to make sure I know what I'm doing with one equipment. I met another photographer and she was like, oh, I'm a gearhead, but I don't know how to use like half the gears I bought. And I'm like, yeah, that's what happens. And I feel like you get overwhelmed, right? You have so much equipment. You don't really know how each one works and why you would choose one over the other. So one of my main things was exploring different styles and branching out strobe. When I branch out to, you mentioned strobe and flash photography, I love natural light, but flash photography, I don't want to say it this way, but it feels professional, right? Like, yes. Like that's the best way to describe it. It's not better than, right, depending on the aesthetics you're going for. But when I see pictures, I took a picture of somebody and they looked at it on my camera and they're like, oh my God, it looks like we're in a studio. And I was like, that's kind of like the feel. It's kind of weird. You take a picture, but you're outdoors. And I hate to say it, but I feel like the algorithm really, like, it helps with the algorithm too. I'm like with those professional, I'll say, quote, professional looking photos. But yeah, it's just, man, it's funny. I remember us having conversations about strobes and I'm kind of like, what, Darius come to me for? But I'm like, yes. I go to you. I go to you for advice. I ask you questions. I go to John for questions. So I thought that was kind of, I felt kind of like cool, like, oh, I got to talk to Darius and like talk to him about what I think about strobe and stuff. So
it was very helpful. I appreciate it. I love the I love the strobe now. Again, I use it for everything. This whole weekend for Gaming Geek, I was using the strobe for everything that I was shooting. And again, it is, I agree. I will just real quick, I would argue that is the perfect way to explain it, that it just makes everything feel more professional. I think natural light, it is professional for natural light because we've seen it. We've seen photographers who are out there probably making a living off of just natural light. But when you do have the element of a strobe or a flash or something, and you know how to use it, it really does bring this professional look to your photos. That's going to get people to trust it more, because there are folks who want the lighting to be essentially perfect. And sometimes natural light, if you're thinking the day is going to be sunny, but it turns out to be cloudy, that can affect how your photos are going to come out. You can fix stuff in editing for sure, but again, it's just dependent on how much work you put into your editing. But if you're like, hey, I want to go outside, take this shot, even if it's cloudy, I want it to look a certain way. Again, it's just easier to have that control light to at least give you more of what you're looking for. So editing, you just have to do a few tweaks and then bam, you're like, I achieved what I was looking for with these really quick results. So I really do appreciate having one now.
And I think it depends. It also depends on a photographer, right? So it's like our wedding photographer, which you were at the wedding last year. our wedding photographer was, she does natural light. She doesn't make, her work is so good. She does maternity and earning. Amber, I don't remember her handle or anything like that. It'll be in the description if you're interested in work, but she does amazing work and she only does natural light as far as I can tell, but she runs a business and she has her own style. So it's like this different on every, you can actually have a business, use natural light, develop your own style with editing. Like you talk about the ethereal look, like the almost like the hazy look, like slightly haze, like, you know, that's what I call it. You can make a living off that and that's your style. For me, and this is where you and I differ, you have a business, this is livelihood. Me, I'm working towards creating a business, which I haven't figured out yet. But I'm just trying to be creative. I'm doing this as a hobby. I'm doing it for the art right now. So it's just to think about those things, that every photographer is in a different, you know, has different goals too. So there's nothing, I don't want it to come off like you're lesser than because you don't use a strobe, but you, like you said, you can make a living and do great work with natural light and develop your own style and things like that. But for me, when it comes to cosplay photography, I think a studio style, very professional lighting look, kind of like, for me, that's what I gravitate towards, and that's my style. All right, I want to get into some stuff about more cosplay. We talked a lot about photography stuff. I want to talk about cosplay. We've talked a lot about the good. I want to talk a little bit about the bad. We don't need to like go too deep into it, because at the end of the day, I love our community. It's not perfect, like every other community, like we've talked about, you and I talked offline about before. It's not perfect. There are issues, some really, really, really bad, some not so much. And I kind of want to talk about the community aspect of cosplay and cosplay photography. Just in general, what do you hate or find frustrating about cosplay photography? Maybe hate's a strong word. Just things that, you know, kind of frustrate you a little bit, or maybe some things that you wish could change or you don't like about, you know, just some of the downsides, maybe.
Some of the downsides. Let me think about this.
I can first. Go first if you want. If you want me to go first.
Go first for a second. Okay. Yeah, go first for a second.
All right. So one of the downsides, is the community aspect. You and I have talked a lot about this, because when you have it's a large community in general. Just cosplay across the country is huge, if you want to consider that a community. And we're in the Raleigh-Durham area, so it's pretty large, and it's a pretty large community. You have a large community, you have different people with different sets of values, different sets of opinions, and just different personalities. So those can clash at times. And I feel like as a photographer, we get caught up in the middle of that sometimes. And mm-hmm. I do not like that. I don't like finding out. I do not like finding out someone's beef with somebody else. And it's something really terrible, right? Like it's something really, really bad. Because one, it's all hearsay for the most part. get into the things of people screenshotting and sharing stuff. I've had people screenshot stuff, DMs, and send them to me. And I'm like, why are you sending this to me? I like this person. Now I hate this person. You know? Like,
yeah, right.
It's just like, oh. And then that's part of the thing I dislike about it. But I try to, as I'm older, and I try to take like a level-headed, logical approach. There are some people that I have found things that I don't like about them. I got cosplayer, you know, specific cosplayers. And I just, I want to say I avoid them, and I kind of bifurcate, or I kind of break off communication with them. Like, this one person has a reputation, which is sad. That's all I can say. They have a reputation. I've had multiple people come up to me and talk about this one cosplayer. And I'm like, and then I saw a really terrible thing from another cosplayer calling him out about something. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to be associated with that energy, that vibe. You know, you have some stank falling around you. And so I just kind of like, backed away. That's really probably the main thing that I found years later is, man, there's a lot of beef that happens between people in the community. I think it's something natural. I don't know if it's worse here. I've heard rumors that it's worse. But for me, that's the thing that I find most frustrating or disappointing is getting caught up in the middle of that. Or when I'm actually part of it, it's one of those things that I don't like. That's basically it. That's the number one thing I don't like about cosplay photography and being part of the community.
I would agree with that. That is definitely, again, because like even when you're working with someone and you're doing a photo shoot, and again, like we as photographers, our job is to make a very welcoming space, right? Yeah. And when there's all of this stuff that's coming into this space, and let's say like you're just doing like a one-on-one photo shoot, but like you could tell that they're kind of carrying this burden, that does affect the work that you're doing, you know, like that does affect a lot of different things. So it's okay, I guess, like to vent, probably not during the photo shoot. If you want to talk after, that's cool, but I wouldn't really try to vent during a photo shoot.
We're not therapists, man. Like,
yeah, like we're not therapists.
And we talk. Yeah. We talk.
Yeah.
All of us, we talk to each other. So.
And we kind of have to, because it's one of those things, like, again, if you're setting up a group photo shoot or whatever, and it's like, oh, hey, these two cosplayers or these two people are going to be here, but I was informed that, like, I don't think they like each other. Like, how are we going to handle this? We have to navigate this world now because we don't know what's going on as well. So like, or like not fully what's going on, but we're just hearing these things because, again, at a photo shoot, one person says something. So it's just so much like, yeah, like it's just like, can just all get along, man.
Yeah.
Let's just try to get along. I get the world's not perfect, but you know,
yeah, I get it. There's a fine line there as well as like being a people pleaser and an enabler versus just being like, let's just create good content. Like I get that. I don't like, I've seen aspects where a photographer was working with someone that this is what happened to me. So there was a photographer that we know and we like, and they were working with this one cosplayer. We'll call cosplayer A. I'm not gonna drop anybody. Cosplayer B is a friend of mine. I'm an associate with Cosplayer A. I know the photographer. And Cosplayer B has problems with Cosplayer A. There's all this drama between those two. I mean, nothing horrible. Like, one wasn't a murderer or a rapist or anything, right? Or they weren't, like, beating people up or whatever. They just had a beef. But then this Cosplayer B was like, oh, I saw so-and-so, this photographer, working with them, so I don't know about them. They seem like a people pleaser. And then I don't like that. I don't like, just because he, like, that photographer may not have known the issue that you have with them. That photographer may not consider what Cosplayer A was doing was all that bad. You know, so those are things that I don't like about when people start associating other people because they have a beef with said person, right? You know, like, okay, so I have to be with that person, so now I can't work with him because, or her, because they worked with this cosplayer I don't like. And there's just a lot of little things like that go on. I get it too. I'm older, you're older, you have a lot of younger, like 20-year-olds. I always say, if I was 20-something years old in this community, I would immediately be ostracized because in my 20s, I had very different priorities, very different thoughts on things, different morals. I'm a vastly different person 20 years later, and I think this is like why it's a good time for me to be part of it. So I get it. And I just, I always tell her, I was told by somebody that I'm like the big brother of the community. I mean, I'm probably old enough to be some people's dads, to be honestly. But if you're gonna call me con daddy, nah, we're not gonna go there. But
we're not gonna go that far.
We're not gonna go that far. But I've been told that I'm like, you know, I feel like a big brother type vibe when I cons and. But so I try to be that. Sometimes you just can't avoid the drama and toxicity, but it's unfortunate. I don't like it. I think it's just kind of, we accept it and we know it's part of the thing and we try to navigate it as best as we can. I think that's my take on it. Outside of that, so one of the things I also found frustrating I want to talk about is social media. So yes. I want to talk a little bit about what are your thoughts and do you find it frustrating? I hate it and I love it. Specifically Instagram, because that's the only way that I can get my work out there to be seen. But what are your feelings? What do you dislike or what frustrates you about social media?
Well, of course, the number one is, you know, since we are photographers, key word in that is photos, that we are now having to just shift to videographers. And I know people are just like, you can make like little collages or like little videos just showing your pictures, but I still do not find success in that. Like there's people that might have already had that established, but for me, it's just like, it seems like people answer to better to actually you doing a skit or some short video or something and not just showing your pictures, or you have to find an interesting way to show your pictures. So that's the number one thing that I'm already frustrated about. That's one of those things where I was like, man, if I started photography, because I've been doing it for about 6 years. So I started photography before that, it would have been perfect because that's when pictures were just king. Mm-hmm. Our video is king. So that's annoying. Trying to keep up with a lot of stuff on, again, this is a business for me. I'm doing a lot of this on my own. So I have to go ahead and be very transparent that there have been messages that I just missed. Just busy, just having a bunch of stuff going on, sending people their work and stuff, and messages kind of keep getting pushed down. And then it'll be like a week later where I will be sitting there and I'll just be scrolling, finally just kind of just taking some leisure time, and I'll see that I've missed messages or request messages, and that part annoys me. So I wish there was like a better system, and I might do more nitpicking Instagram, but I just wish there was a better system. I might try to do some other stuff too. I was telling a cosplayer yesterday, I was like, hey, I'm just going to put my email in my bio because there are just times where messages do not appear properly. Please email me. Like, if you don't hear from me in like 2 days, email me and be like, hey, try to reach out to you. Just reach out to you this way. And then the other thing is, I think the third thing for me is the energy social media brings, meaning more so, people will judge you based on your followers count. Again, your work could be high up there, but if you have 500 followers, people are just like, I don't want to work with you or something.
Can I tell you a story real quick about that?
Yeah.
So I was at the Lenovo Center naming event here in Raleigh. We got lucky, and it wasn't because I was a true social media influencer, because I didn't have that many followers at the time. And we get there and they're giving out bands for specific people. And I remember the desk, the lady was like, oh, you don't have 10,000 followers. So no, like, can't get that. And I was in my head, I just started laughing because I was like, I can show you my engagement rate, which is probably really, really good. Like my engagement rate fluctuates anywhere between 100,000 views to 100,000 views per month, which I feel like is pretty good for 4,000 followers. I was like, in my head, I'm thinking like, I can literally just go buy 5,000 followers right now. And I didn't want to do that. Right. I didn't want to fuck up my account. But I'm just like, yeah, follower count does not automatically mean engagement or popularity these days. And it's just like, I hate that aspect of it. I've actually, I made a little story. I hit 4K like last month or something. I was like, okay, cool, nice milestone. And I stopped monitoring. And then like 2 weeks later, I had 400 followers. I was like, wait, whoa, holy fuck. When did we hit 4,400 followers? Like, this is really cool.
Right.
But I liked that feeling that I'm no longer, you know, looking at my follower account, looking who fell off, you know, how many followers did I lose? I just don't care anymore.
Yeah. It's just like the people who are there, like you said, the engagement is important because for me, it's just, I would love someone to look at a picture and comment something like, hey, this is amazing. Like, and it's actually cool when other photographers do it as well. But of course, it's just like, hey, a random cosplayer will be like, oh my God, this picture is amazing. I love your work. Can I message you so we can work together? Like, those are the things that I feel like that we will thrive on more than just like having 10,000 followers, because if nothing is coming from 10,000, like, opportunities may come from having 10,000 followers, but if nothing is coming from 10,000 followers, it doesn't matter to me how many followers I have or not. I appreciate the engagement. I appreciate the people who are sharing the picture and they're getting engagement based off that, or the collaborations where someone will collaborate with the photographer and then people are just like, yo, this is awesome. Like, you scroll through the comments and, well, 95% of the comments for them is like, you're hot. But like,
hold on. I'm glad you brought this up, because I'm so glad you brought this up. When we work, it's usually when I work with female cosplayers, and I'm sure it's similar to you, when they collab with us, I'll start seeing comments pop up, like, oh my God, sexy so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so cringe. Bro, like, my God, I feel like third-hand cringe on behalf of the cosplayers I work with, and like, especially ones that are bigger, you know, like they have 30 to 50K, 100K, and I see these comments and I'm just like, this is fucking gross. And I'll look at their profile picture and I'll be like some thumb looking white dude with like glasses, you know. I'm just like, oh, I'm like, what? I'm like, come on, man. And that's one of the things I hate about social media, is that aspect. I don't have to deal with that, luckily, because I'm a man, but I feel for the female creators, and that's one of the topics I'm gonna point with some cosplayers I'm gonna have on the show. But I'm glad you brought that up, because I see every single comment that pops up, specifically when I did with Brittany a while ago, because she's got a decent follower. Yes, you're shaking your head. Yes. I'm just looking at these comments, and like, some of people are just straight assholes too. Like, we did a Nobara shoot many years ago, and I still see comments come up, and this guy was harassing her, talking about her colored leggings or something being black, and he was like that's not the right. I was just like, my God, like, these people are fucking weirdos. And I just felt, Brady handles it like a champ. Like, I don't know how she does it. I'm gonna have to ask her when she comes. But yeah, we see those comments when we collab, and I'm just like, fuck, man.
Yeah. But, and that's where, like, to whoever actually points out to the cosplayer, either like, hey, your cosplay is amazing, or they actually, again, for us as the photographers, I will say, like, when we're in the comments and we see that person that's just like, yo, the lighting or the colors or this pose or just the overall picture is amazing, you're the real ones, because we love that.
Yes.
we love seeing that. I love being there to like witness someone who's just like, I am here for all of it, the cosplay and the photo, not just the cosplay. And again, if you're there for just the cosplay because you are following that cosplayer, be respectful, man. They don't thrive on telling you, or you telling them, how sexy they are.
Right.
They thrive on like, hey, your craftsmanship or what you're doing and stuff. And like, again, like I said, like, I love when people put their own spin on it. Appreciate that stuff, you know. But like, everything else, yeah, it's so annoying to just, I feel like you said, the embarrassment for the cosplayers and stuff most of the time, where you're just like, I'm so sorry that people are like that. it really sucks when that's what people are focusing on more. That genuinely just sucks.
And I wish people would be more, say, just positive on social media. We do get a lot of positivity. So like, when I come to posting something or like a comment or anything on social media, I refuse to make negative comments, period. When it comes to cosplay and photography, I never, even if I think a picture looks like shit, and they're like, or if they're completely wrong, I'm just like, I'm not engaging with that. I have to program myself not to engage with that. And what I try to do is I try to uplift everybody at very minimum, especially people like your work. If I don't comment, I'll at least, repost it on Instagram or share it to my story. Funny thing is, I will reshare your pictures on Instagram, and people are like, "Oh my god, you did such a great job!" And I'll be like, "Oh, that wasn't me. That was Moonlit Rivers. That was Darius. That wasn't me." Like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry." I'm like, no, it's okay. Like, yeah, it's great work, and that's why I shared it. It's kind of funny. So now what I'll do is I'll share it, and I'll be like, "They did an amazing job." So people,
yeah,
don't
right.
So, well, one of the things I do want to talk about is some of the positives about social media for me, at least for me. That is, it's gotten my work out there so people can. I do not think that I would have the reputation locally if it wasn't for Instagram and sharing my content and whatnot. And I love that aspect that I can just, anyone in the world can see my work. I'm getting more followers. As I'm growing now, more people are seeing my work. The thing that, going back to what I hate that I have to go other places so the algorithm will push my content out to other people, right? Because, you know, the algorithm sees your location. If you're in Fan Expo Chicago, it'll start sharing your workout with those people near you probably and things like that. I noticed that when I go to KatsuCon in DC, like, you know, I start getting more Northeast cosplayers starting to follow me. So yeah. I don't like that aspect. But I just love the fact that I can communicate and share work and see others' work. Like, there's been times like I would just DM other people, like photographers and cosplayers, and chit chat, and we have many little conversations. And it's one of the things I just love about Instagram, that we can all stay in touch, share each other's work, and it's such a nice thing to have. Granted, there are a lot of things, the issues with it that I really hate about Instagram. I'm trying to figure out what, like, one of the things I had to learn was picking trending songs for my videos. So you've seen the video where I just stand in front, there's a wall of text, I don't say shit, I walk off screen, and then I show all my pictures, but it trends because I used a popular song, and it's probably a song I fucking hate. Like, I want to use the songs that I do, that I like, that I love, and those don't do as well interactively on social media. Also, collabs.
Oh, I want to do like a, because again, like you said, I want to do songs that I love, and my music range is so wide. Same. But I'm just like, this song like inspires me like to think about this cosplay or something. Like, I was about to just fight against the algorithm and be like, I'm just going to do a Linkin Park week. Every post that I make for the full week is just a different Linkin Park song. And I will, because like, it's just, I hate the trending songs sometimes. Like, some of them can be kind of cool, but also some of the new trending songs are AI. And I don't want to do that.
Nope. We even
that's not what I want to do.
That's a whole 2-hour episode right there, AI. Just
absolutely.
But that's what I did. I used to do these videos, BTS videos. You know, we call my wife the BTS queen. You gave her that name. I love that name. All of my BTS work, pretty much 90% of it, probably like 1% of it is you, but like 99% of it is Amanda's work. And I love those videos because it gets to show me how I interact with people, and it's just fun to put together. Algorithms, like, fuck that. We're not showing it to anybody. Like, we don't care about this work. And people don't interact with it. I think there's a thing, too. That's part of it. People don't care about that. And I also use music that I like. It's probably stuff that I'm into in that moment. I love the creative process of that and putting it together. I love how it comes and how it looks. But Instagram's like, nope, we don't like this. And that's what frustrates me about some of the stuff, is like, have to cater some of your stuff to Instagram. I was joking with you over the weekend. You did a video of you like dancing, goofing around. It was amazing. I fucking loved it. And I was like, I can't believe you did a dancing video before me. Because, you know, I'm out there all the time. Like, and I love that you're getting out there and showing yourself. That's really, it's awesome. That's one of the things I learned early on, is I also wanted people to see me, you know, and see the face behind the camera and how I am and how I interact, how I talk. I feel like that way that would help them feel more comfortable when they work. Because I'm like, okay, I've seen this guy a handful of times on Instagram talking, you know, whatever, and it seems like a normal. Okay.
And I'll probably say real quick, that's actually a big positive. So we all know the quote from The Dark Knight. You either, what is it?
You know the quote? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I love that movie, and I've somehow.
You live long enough. I know. I'm struggling with you. You live long enough to become the villain. Like, everyone's like, you're a hero until you live long enough to become the villain. So, yeah, actually.
And someone made a fun one about that quote where they were just like, essentially, you live long enough to be in front of the camera as a photographer. And I've sing your praises left and right, my friend. I will never take that away. I'm like, I tell people, I'm just like, dude, Peter is in our group, like he is the heart, because when you put yourself in front of the camera, you're having a good time, you're letting people see. This weekend, even before I saw you yesterday, there's a few conversations I had this weekend where people were just like, yeah, like, I talk about you and I talk about Peter and like how great you guys are. And I always tell people I need, like, if they need to work with someone, they need to reach out to you guys. And I'm just like, yeah, like that's because we do have great personalities and stuff as well. But it's also just like, I'm the reason why I'm doing these new videos is because I saw you doing them and it just looked fun. It looked, and I do want people to know my face. Like I like for a while I was a big, almost like in the superhero vein where it's just like, you're just going to see my emblem and that's all you're going to see.
It's funny because when I first met you, you had no pictures of yourself or anything on your Instagram. And I was like, all right, I was like, I have no idea what this guy looks like. I was like, oh, okay, there's Darius. So it's just kind of funny. You know, like he's mysterious, but that doesn't help you, right? Like, that's what sucks. No. Like, if you want to be like, that's like the double-edged sword with social media is you got to put yourself out there to grow. I like to think of it as sort of like an ad to sell myself for anything, whether it's a business, which I'm working towards, or to just, because when I first started out, nobody knew who I am. Now I'm booking $150 one-hour shoots, $200 one-hour shoots at cons, like, because they all know me locally. It's such an amazing, and because of people like you, So Cherry Cause, another person that's local that we know, is super nice, super, just a wonderful person. We have, you know, chit-chats. She's that might be who you're referencing, but I saw her yesterday. Yeah. She called me. I was, okay, we got to talk about this because this is something that maybe you haven't experienced quite yet, but it's super weird when it first does happen. But anyways, she called me out, went out there, and we were talking. She was talking about photos, and she's like, yeah, I sing your praises, you and Darius, and things like that. And it's just like, man, dude, sometimes I just want to fucking cry because it's like something like the nicest thing that you can do is just say something nice about somebody else out of your own volition without even being coaxed into it. But as I've grown, you know, specifically in Raleigh, I get people that I've never met before to come up to me and talk about my work and say they love it. Mm-hmm. So it's fucking weird, man. I love it. It feels great, but it's so weird when that first happened to me. But one of the things, so Floyd Photography, I forgot what his handle is, Floyd, whatever. He's part of our group. Super nice dude, amazing guy, amazing work. And he came up to me, and he's like me. I've gotten over my introvertedness, my anxiety to talk to people over the years. I'm still introverted, surprisingly. But anyways, he had to get the courage up, overcome that anxiety to come up to me and just introduce himself to me and tell me like he loved my work and things like that. And that was so cool. Like just that moment, him coming up to me at GalaxyCon and telling me he knew who I was and he loved my work. Like that was just a really cool moment. And I wouldn't have had that moment without Instagram. That has happened with other cosplayers too as well, as they'll come up to me. So it's just a really cool moment to have those. I'll never, like, if anyone ever sees me and wants to talk to me, I'm like, I was at KatsuCon. And I saw the cosplayer. I'd never met her before. She's small time. I was like, I forgot her name. I was like, so-and-so? And she was like, yes. And she was like, Peter? I was like, yeah. She's like, oh my God, I thought it was you, but I didn't want to. I was like, why not? Just come talk to me.
Talk to me.
Yeah. Like, that's what we do. Like, when we see big time cosplayers, like, we just go up and talk to them. But, so another thing, too, is I'm going off on a tangent now. There was a big time cosplayer at GalaxyCon. I don't want to say their name. Just, it's not a bad story, but I want to say it. Big time cosplayer, you know, 100,000 plus followers. And I reached out to her before and we just couldn't get it to work. And then she reached out to me. She said, hey, do you want to take some pictures of me? I was like, hell yeah, I'll do it. But I'm really, really busy because I was actually doing paid shoes or whatever. And so towards the end, I had some time. She had time. We got together. I worked with her. Normal, right? I didn't treat her any differently than anybody else. I was like, cool. I'll probably get some more exposure because she's big time. And after that ended, there, you know, I'm in DMs with people and they're like, who did you work with? I'm like, oh, so-and-so. And they're like, oh my God, I wanted to meet her so bad. She's so cool. Like they like act like these people are like super celebrities and things. I'm just like, they're just normal people. Like,
yeah, they're just normal people, man.
there were other cosplayers. I remember there were other cosplayers around us that came with me because they wanted pictures too. And I was like, let's just get together because I'm a person. Like, they literally changed their demeanor. Like, they were so excited. It was cute and it was kind of nice. But I'm like, they're just a human being. They just want to get pictures done just like everybody else. And that's how I didn't treat her any differently. You know, I treat her with respect and all that stuff. But it was just really funny how everyone was like, oh my God, you worked with this person. Oh, it's just like, nah, man, it's just, you know, I'm just here to get some content.
Yeah. And that's a fun story for us because I tell people this story all the time. So for me, honestly, I don't know big names. Like if I just happen to work with a big name, that's one thing, but I don't know big names. But the big story for me was for Cosplay World. And I remember the day that it happened. All of us were around. Yep. And I don't know if I want to name Delta cosplayer or not, but there was a big cosplayer
you can
there.
Name her. Snarky.
Okay.
Snarky J is
the cosplayer. And I remember standing there with you guys and everyone was just like, all you guys were like, do you know who that is? And I'm just like, no. I do not know who that is.
It was me, you, Lenny with the camera, and John V Photography. We're all hanging out there. And I remember Lenny and John, I knew who she was. And I was like, if I get the opportunity to take her picture, great. I wasn't like breaking my back to take her picture.
Right.
John and Lenny knew who she was. They were super excited to work with her. And they like bolted off. And I think I don't know what happened where you were at, but you wound up with them. And I'm standing there and everyone's fucking equipment's just like right here. And I'm like, all right, like, I'm cool. I'll stay here and watch your guys' equipment. John took off like a bat out of hell. Lenny did too. And I'm just standing like, I got you guys. Don't worry about it. So it was just kind of, anyways, continue with the story. This was such a funny moment.
That was just one of those moments where I was like, listen, for me especially, like, it's like you were saying, like, people, I know, like, cosplayers will be like, oh, this cosplayer is like this or whatever. Or people will be like, oh, you work with such and such. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, yeah. I work with them because I don't normally get to look at people in that manner. Like, I definitely know, like, when you click on someone's page or someone's like, oh, this cosplayer has over 100,000 followers or something. And I'm just like, cool. But for me, it's usually a character or something that they cosplay that makes me want to be. So another good example is Brittany. Brittany, one of the reasons why I really reached out to her wasn't because of her Black Cat, which she's known for, or any of her other bigger cosplays. She did a cosplay for the Bishojo Megatron. Mm. And I was there for it. I was like, okay, I want to do this. And I reached out to her and I was like, can we do this? And she told me, she was like, hey, that's awesome. You want to shoot that? Like, she was like, to be truthful with you, it is not one of my most popular cosplays. So I don't really like want to put time into doing a photo shoot for it. She was like, however, you can shoot my Black Cat or whatever. And I was like, okay, yeah, like that's still cool. At least I get to like, you know, work with you and meet up with you. Again, I'll tell one more story after this. It's a really quick one too. But yeah, like that's just where it's like for me, if I'm scrolling on Instagram and somebody's page just randomly shows up, don't get me wrong, like it's cool to see people, it's cool to see these cosplayers. It's cool that you have all these followers, but for me personally, that's not what draws me to working with someone. It's
an icing on the cake sort of thing, right?
Like, yeah.
It's like...
Like, if you have followers, cool, but it's not what I'm there for.
Yeah. Yeah. I consider it as it's a nice... If I get to work with someone that's big time, that's always good because it's better, more exposure, you know, like, even if they just tag you or just share your work, like, it's better exposure. Cool. But yeah, I'm the same way as you. I'm drawn to the cosplay. It's like, we didn't talk about it. It's like one of the things that I love about cosplay photography is taking pictures of characters from or fictions that I love, right? That's what makes it so much. I'll do a free shoot for something that I love real quick versus something that, you know, I gotta, you know, like, I'm like, you can pay me for that. But I'm saying that kind of jokingly. But anyways, yeah, it's really not. And I know. And that's like when it gets tricky. I don't have time to talk about it, about the transactional thing with that. It's like, okay, are you doing it for exposure? Which is a real thing. We joke about it, but I think that's true. You can do photography for exposure versus getting paid. Cosplayers can charge you for that if they want to, and we can charge cosplayers for. So it's like, there's like a transactional piece for that. But
Yeah, I similar Toxie Cats, another name drop, is someone that she was in GalaxyCon. She was big time. She has like 70, 80,000 followers. And I DM'd her and I said, hey, I see you're in town. I do photography. Would you like to work with me? She was like, yes. I was shocked. And it was great. And she was awesome to work with. And yeah, and she had a sick ass Nightcrawler, which is what I had never seen a Nightcrawler cosplay that was hers. Let alone, I don't think I've ever seen a Nightcrawler cosplay, honestly, besides hers. I just really wanted to work with her on that. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. So yeah. But yeah, follower count is not the main thing. I feel, at least for me, obviously for you, I think a lot of people get caught up in that. And I think they put too much value into that, as we talked earlier, which is unfortunate. Yeah.
But anyway, the short story too. Yeah, this is a really short story. This is just more going back to the point of like being a good vibe, and that's what draws people to work with you as a photographer.
Oh yeah.
Another story with Brittany, but Brittany, the first time I met her was through Free Comic Book Day. And this is one of the few times, because I knew about Brittany for years. Because I went to conventions even before doing photo shoots. So I knew about Brittany. So she showed up and I was like, oh man, she was wearing her Mighty Thor costume, which was really awesome. And I was just like, oh dude, like I don't know if she's going to want to work with me. So John, being the guy that he is, John has done this for us a lot when it comes to a lot of the cosplayers that he knows. He'll be like, oh, I'll introduce you. So we went to this little area and we all started doing photos or whatever. And John and I, just being silly, just bickering back and forth, I took that day. I was like, hey, I'm pretty much the Batman and you're pretty much the Superman, because his photos were like all bright and stuff and my photos were like dark and everything. So we were joking about that, and Brittany literally looked at me and was just like, again, this cosplayer that like I think a lot of people are just like in the North Carolina area are just like, whoa, she is like a big name, right? Like, and this cosplayer just looks at me and it's just like, I would work with you again just because you're a vibe. Like, and sometimes that's literally I'm like, that's literally all it takes, where, you know, just have fun, be you, show your face online, and you will never know, like, who's going to just be like, all right, you were funny or whatever, and I like what you're doing, I want to like work with you. Or they'll like, if you reach out to them and be like, hey, like you said, like Toxic Cat or something, they'll be like, hey, I really would like to work with you. I see you're going to be in town. And they'll probably just be yes, because they're going to look at your page. Yep. Immediately go on your page and look at it. Yep. And if you have your face up there and stuff, they'll probably like, if they see how you are, they'll probably give them more incentive to be like, okay, you seem like a lot of fun. I like your work too. Let's work together. Because sometimes nowadays, especially in photography, I feel like people more look at the person than the work.
Like you said, media,
yeah,
for sure.
But that's the positive of social media, is how you use it. And if you're using it like you are, where you're putting your face out there, you're making these fun videos, you're showing the experiences you're having at conventions, people are like, yo, I want to be a part of that. Like, that's really awesome. So yeah, I'll work with you. So that makes more sense than just being like, here's some good photos, but I don't know the person behind the camera.
Yep.
So that's still very important to like always think about.
Yeah. I have one thing, just a quick story about Brittany, who's one thing. So Brittany's, I don't want to say she's big time, man. She got like 70, 80,000 followers, right? She's out there, and she's got a huge following. And what I love about her is she will actively want to work with other photographers. Usually, very commonly, when cosplayers get big like that, they have their own photographer that they don't like to stray away from, which they've earned that right. I don't want to bash them for it. I wish more would be more open to like working with smaller time creators like us, but I get it. But Brittany's always, I remember, because I was chatting with her, she's like, man, like I'm trying to get to work with Lenny, because Lenny had just started working the cosplay. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find Lenny, but I can never get in touch with him, or we always seem to miss up. And I just love that she does it. And so you talk, first time I worked with her, she was in the Nobara cosplay. It was like Animate or something. It was, right. She's like, yeah, I got a few minutes if you want to go take pictures. Like, yeah, let's do it. So we're taking pictures, you know, they came out great, whatever. And towards the end, we're leaving, I'm talking to her, and I'm still learning about like how to interact with people. And I was telling her, like, my main goal is to not be a creep. I don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable or think I'm creepy when I'm with them. I'm very aware of that, being a man, right? So I won't say I won't say anything like you're sexy, you're hot. I never say anything like that. I say, you know, that's cute or that looks great. You look amazing. I'll say things like that. But anyways, I told her, I was like, yeah, my number one thing is to not be a creep or people think that I'm a creep. And she's like, oh, I've worked with a lot of photographers and you were probably the least creepy I've ever worked with. I know she's not sliding other people in that comment, but in that moment, I was like, that's the best compliment I ever had. Like Brittany said, I was the least creepy photographer she ever worked with, which means you're more creepy than me, by the way. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. But I always tell that story to people. Like, that's like my favorite compliment that I've gotten from somebody that Brittany said that. But yeah, she was like, nah, you're good. And then, you know, the rest is history. I've worked with her again. You know, we did that YouTube video, I think last year with someone. Mm-hmm. She's amazing. All right, we're at time. We've covered a lot of stuff. I just want to finish it off with one more question for you, and that is, why do you still choose cosplay photography? You do more than that, but why do you still choose cosplay?
The creativeness behind it, the creative freedom that I feel when I get to do cosplay photography, or at least like the creative flow that I feel for doing it. I also just love the interactions that I get to have with a lot of cosplayers as well. It's an understanding, I guess, because again, growing up, being geeky, being nerdy wasn't always great. Now that we're in this new era where being geeky and nerdy is almost a thing, it's cool to meet people who really want to step in front of the camera and again, embrace themselves in a way. And I'm here for it. I want to capture it. I want to capture that. Like I said, it's not just about, like, I love seeing the characters get brought to life, but it's about the person who is wearing the costume. And I want them to have something to remember that they're like, you are also just awesome, amazing, and just show like their confidence. Because there's so many cosplayers that we meet that are just like, they can seem so timid, right? Like they can just seem so reserved and everything. But the moment you make them feel comfortable in front of the camera, first off, you know the posing or whatever, you understand the character, and then the results. And you get to show them those results, and they're just like, cool. Like something you brought up a second ago was like, when people would say stuff like, oh, hey, this is amazing. For me, it's the moment where you send them the pictures, and they'll say, hey, these pictures look really good. A week later, a month later, whatever, someone just randomly messages you and they're just like, I want you to know such and such photo shoot or whatever. I look at those pictures and I'm just like, these are just amazing. They make me feel good. And that's something that I'm still just like, I love. I get that every now and then. And that's what makes me love coming back to it so much more. Because it is something I'm so connected to. It is something that I genuinely have an understanding of. Again, nicest way to say it, I'm a slut for a lot of different stuff. So you mentioned before where you were like, oh, if there was a project that somebody wanted to work on and they wanted to, like, I would take it for free. Yeah, there are things that I would probably do for free. Like right now, my whole kick has been Soul Calibur. I love that game. Mm. And I haven't seen a lot of cosplays from Soul Calibur. So if someone approached me and they were like, hey, I got this like Soul Calibur character I want to do photos for. I can't pay you. I'm like, cool, no worries.
Yeah.
Let's go. But yeah, like that's what I love about it. To see characters brought to life, to see how people really embrace the character and themselves in the costume, to see what also people will go through to get photos in costumes, especially women in heels and everything. And they'll be like, bro, I'll climb that tree for you. Bro. And I'm just like, what do you mean you'll climb a tree in stilettos? Like, what do you,
yeah, what do you, dude, some of these people, not even just women, but mostly women, these heels, I'm like, at cons, and good on you, more man. Yeah, to, applause, yeah. Clap for that. Good on you all. Oh my them. Gosh, like, I can't even imagine.
That's always one of the few things I tell people. I'm always just like, I'm like, listen, I appreciate a good portrait. So when people take a picture and it's a portrait,
yeah,
but I'm just like, when you know their full costume, the shoes that they're wearing, we're getting you a full body shot. Yeah. There is no way, like,
yes,
you put too much work into all that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, just real quick, I mean, I just choose cosplay. It's an art form, cosplay photography. The cosplay itself is an art, and then the photography itself is also an art form. And I'm a very creative minded person. I've always been that way. I used to draw all the time. I used to paint, you know, I've write. And I kind of got away from that. And then I got back into it, you know, obviously with this photography thing, and it just gives me that outlet. And it brings a lot of happiness and smiles to people. And that's what, and at the end of the day, that I love about it is the how everyone just loves it and how supportive in general, for the most part, everyone is, at least when it comes to the photography aspect. And I do love the community. I know the community gets a lot of flack, but I do love the community because there's just so many wonderful people in it. I think I made a story post about it. I was like, I will always love the cosplay community here because maybe one or two people I've met, one to three people that I just don't vibe with and I've had to cut off. Outside of that, hundreds of people that I've met, you know, and relationships that I've formed, like friendships like you, John, Floyd, Riley, everyone, Brittany. Like, they're not just people that we just farm for content. I mean, sometimes that does happen. But, you know, like, it's just... I've made friendships. We mentioned earlier, you were at my wedding. There's a group of people. You mentioned Sarah and then her boyfriend, Johnny. Johnny Five was at my wedding. And then my birthday last year, not this year. Screw you guys for not coming to my birthday dinner because you're too busy for me. No, I'm just kidding. But last year.
Don't worry, guys. I was there. Yeah. I was actually.
Well, last year, I was sitting at the table and there was like eight people there that I all met through photography over the last 5 years. And it's just, you know, that's what I love about cosplay photography in general. I love doing it so much. And that's my answer to that question. So that being said, we covered a lot. Thank you so much for doing this. This is so much fun. I'm glad to be podcasting even to the four or five listeners out there that will hear this. I hope you enjoyed it. Moonlit Rivers on Instagram. Darius, not Darius, Darius. For everybody, go follow him, go give him all the love, check out his work. And then if you're interested in me, you can follow me too. It's Peter Likes Photography on Instagram, pretty much everywhere else. You can go to peterlikesphotography.com. There's a lot of my work there too. But Darius, honor and a pleasure, man. Thank you for being the first guinea pig on this show.
Pleasure's all mine.
Yeah. Awesome. And I'm sure we'll see each other again very soon.
Absolutely.
Adios.